I pray, Lord, that you'd be with Pastor. Lord, give him healing and that he can be back with us. Be with us now. Give me the words to say. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. As I was looking at this, as I was slowing down my Bible reading, ever when you slow down and read, you actually take in more content. Now, as I was looking at this, this passage just popped out at me. When you read it, you read it sometimes yearly if you're on a really. But as I was looking at it, I saw that Jesus was going to Jerusalem, and he met 10 men. But I want to look at in verse number 11. It says, he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. I can only find two spots where Jesus went through Samaria. This one and in John chapter 4. Yet, it was the quickest way between Nazareth and Jerusalem was to go through Samaria. No doubt the disciples, when Jesus was going through Samaria, said, do we have to go through that place again? They didn't like the Samaritans. They didn't like the Samaritans. Jews didn't. I mean, they didn't. It's amazing how God used the Samaritans as examples. I mean, think about it. The Good Samaritan. You know, or he talked. He used their enemies to show them we need to have compassion. But he went through. That was his course. He went through Samaria, a place that may not have liked them. I'm glad that he went through. He didn't just go to the Jewish people, his own, but he went to people who were not liked. He went to sinners, just like you and I. He didn't avoid. He wasn't the usual Jew of avoiding Samaria. I mean, think about it. If he had avoided Samaria, he wouldn't have talked to the woman at the well. But going through a place that they didn't like, there was conflict. Have you ever had to go to someone or through a place that you didn't like? Or even go to people where they are? I mean, sometimes we don't go to bars and things like that. But we do go to grocery stores, don't we? Passing tracks. I'm glad that Jesus went through Samaria. Like I said, no doubt the disciples, like, Jesus, again? Why? It's easier to go around Samaria. It's easier to go around than having to deal with a problem. You know, when you take the easy route, I was that way. I like to take easy routes. Do the easiest thing. But if you do the easiest thing all the time, eventually it's going to get hard. You know, I'm glad that things have changed and doing the hard things is enjoyable sometimes. But it's to dealing with problems, dealing with people. You can't avoid them. You can't avoid people. I wish you could. I mean, I'd be a hermit. But we have to deal with people. Deal with people who may not even grow up in the same families. I think of the bus ministry, how you go to get these kids, and Miss Tracy and the pastor, you know, the church went to them and brought them in. A funny story, a friend of mine, he got this idea of going in the middle of Pontiac to go to witness. That's great, right? But it was at midnight. You don't go to, but it was a blessing to go and witness and talk to these people at midnight sharing the gospel. Now, I'm not saying be that extreme, but go to them. And he entered into a certain village, and there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. The condition of these men had leprosy, an incurable disease. We all have sin, do we not? We are all sinners. And these men were in the same, it didn't matter whether they were Jewish or Samaritan, they were in the same plight. They were in the same plight, their condition. They stood afar off because in the Jewish culture, you had to unclean. I'm contagious. Stay away from me. They stood afar off. But they saw Jesus. And it says, they realized the condition that they were in. They realized, we can't do anything of ourselves. I mean, skin's falling off. Noses are falling off. It's in a hopeless situation. But then they see Jesus. It says, lifted up their voices and cried, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They realized that the man who could help them was Jesus. We're all lepers. We all have sin. And the only person that can cleanse us from our sin is Jesus. There's only one man. It was a desperation. Jesus, have mercy. Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. He saw them. Aren't you glad that Jesus came to you? He left heaven's glories and came to you. You were that important. But he saw them. And he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priests. Now the priests, they had a quarantine of 7 days. Or I can't remember the exact. And the priest was the only one that could declare them clean. And Jesus went, told them, go show yourselves to the priest. Obey. It was a command of go show. Go to the man. I can cleanse you. But go show yourself to the priest. As we see here, it says, and it came to pass as they went. So they obeyed. They obeyed going to the priest. And Jesus rewarded that obedience by cleansing them. So as they went, they were cleansed. And then one out of ten, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, and with a loud voice glorified God. I want to see the complacency of these men. The nine saw that they were cleansed and were joyful that they could go now back to family. How many times God cleanses us. God does a miracle in our life and we forget to say thank you. We forget to say thank you. Oh good, I can go. I just had COVID. I didn't have COVID. Just, you know, and yet, oh good, I can go. Thank you, God. We don't say thank you for healing me. It's another day. We keep on going and going. And yet, this one turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. With a loud voice, he cried for help. And with a loud voice, he glorified God. It amazes me. It really does amaze me how sometimes we are like the nine. It's run of the mill. And yet, we forget to give thanks. We reserve thankfulness for one day a year rather than having thankfulness year round. Because God doesn't just bless us on Thanksgiving. Right? I mean, he just doesn't say, oh, one day. There are days that count our blessings, name them one by one. Count our blessings, name them. See what God hath done. We don't stop and thank him for what he's done. Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Where were they? They were on their way to get the clearance from the priest rather than being thankful. There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. This man was a Samaritan. We don't know what the other 9 were. But the Samaritan realized, hey, I was in the same plight that the other 9 were. And God cleansed me. And he gave glory to God. The one that the Jews did not like, they had no dealings with him. And yet, God was no respecter of persons on his cleansing. He didn't just say, oh, only the Jews out of the 10 are cleansed. Only the Jews out of the 10 are cleansed. No Samaritans, no Gentiles. But they were all cleansed. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Like I said, this, as I was slowing down my reading, this story to me is Jesus went where no one else would go. That was his course. That's where he leads me, I will follow. Jesus did everything perfectly, did he not? And yet, he went through Samaria. He went through it. Where he leads, I will follow. Think about it. I know he's God, but if he had taken a poll from his disciples, they would have said, hey, let's go around. They would not have met these 10 men. They would not have met these 10 men. It was a certain village that we don't know what one. And yet, Jesus had compassion on these. Just a thought of, are we going to go where God leads us? Are we going to realize of the plight of sinners out there? We say, I'm saved. Yet, oh, I don't want to talk to that guy. I mean, I'm talking to myself. Oh, I don't want to talk to that guy. I don't want to talk to that person. Maybe I should have a midnight run in the middle of Des Moines. No, not really, but are we having compassion? Are we going where God wants us to go? And are we being thankful? Or is it just, God, you did a miracle in my life. Thank you. And just not really realizing what God has done in our life. He said, thy faith hath made thee whole. They obeyed, and yet one came back and glorified God. I'm glad that God just didn't go to his own, but he went to the whole world. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Am I going where God leads me? Sometimes that's the hardest thing to do, is going where God leads us. Because sometimes it may go to places that we deem not good enough to go into. Would I have wanted to go into middle of Pontiac and at midnight? Probably not. But a friend of mine said, let's see someone saved at midnight. Let's go and search out that one that's looking for the truth. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just be with us and help us. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just help us to be thankful for the work that you've